Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry.
Hey everybody, I dropped some stuff. I'm a big fatty. Guys, welcome to Thank You Very Much. This is gonna be, you guys didn't tell me what you guys are experts in yet. Oh, whatever. I apologize, guys, this is probably the most poorly run episode I've ever done. Not these guys' fault, it's my fault. VidChat was giving me some issues. Do you have any... You know, if you want to put that on mute so you can watch the comments, that'd be great too.
Let me do that.
That'd be fantastic. Guys, welcome to Thank You Very Much. We're only doing Facebook Live. VidChat was giving me a lot of issues, and my computer was giving me a lot of issues. So we're holding off, and we're just doing it through Facebook Live today on Thank You Very Much. I don't care for my theme songs. We're doing this from my phone, in my house, and behind me, as always, is the list of things. Because today's episode, folks, is best...
Game shows.
Woo! Thanks, Dwight. I'm your host, Joe Bates.
Sharing now.
You're sharing? Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I wish I would have made it public. that's on me. I always do it on private.
Why do you do that?
I don't like people knowing things about me. Anyways, guys, you might be wondering, who's our guest experts today for Best Game Show? To the left of me, Aaron Carr, folks.
Hello!
What makes you a guest expert?
On a good day... I average watching between 4 and 6 game shows a day.
That is pretty solid.
It's pretty solid.
Is that a lot of like lingo and chain reaction?
No, I got my tops.
You got your tops. Okay, well hopefully they're on the list. To the right, there's a cat. To the right of me.
What kind of game show?
This is Dwight Simmons, folks. Dwight Simmons, what makes you an expert for game shows?
Well, I am on the council for minority relations.
Gotcha.
So this will be the most woke episode of Thank You Very Much.
Now, woke, is that a sleeping term?
That is a, that's a black term.
Wow, I learn something new every day. Just a reminder, we are sponsored by Trump's America. I don't know if that's the right time to say this, but...
That's not...
Yeah.
We don't, I'll talk
about it. So is everything else right now.
But guys, thank you so much for watching. Best game show. And behind me is the list. The list of best game shows we're ranking today on Thank You Very Much is Price is Right, Survivor, Amazing Race, Jeopardy, Match Game, Wheel of Fortune, Supermarket Sweep, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare, Pressure Luck, Let's Make a Deal, Family Feud, Hollywood Squares, and The Weakest Link.
Goodbye.
That's a slogan.
Expert.
So what? well, that's actually one of the whitest shows.
believe me, I know. That's why I'm not on the air.
So when you guys are ranking, when you guys are going to have the best game show, what's your criteria, Dwight? What makes a game show the best?
I like to be on the edge of my seat. I like to know what's going on. Not too much going on.
Interesting.
Yes. And... the excitement of the participants.
I see.
If I can feel someone's anxiety, then I can go about my day. That's a good game show.
So, contestant joy, simple rules, and suspenseful.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Aaron, how about you?
I would say, do they win something good? Like, are they going to win something that's going to change their life in some way? Or be really, like, a good prize, you know?
Gotcha.
That's one. Two, is there something slightly ridiculous about the game show? Something that you're like, what?
It's a little over the top.
Yeah, a little over the top. And three, is it something that actually takes skill? There's some skill involved.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. So just you're not just getting lucky. No luck in Aaron Carr's world.
I mean, sometimes, but I prefer skill.
Okay. I'm looking at you, Pressure Luck. And, for me, my criteria is the fact that I was talking to my brother earlier today, is, multifaceted. Mm-hmm. Is there different aspects of the game? You know, is it just answering questions? Well, is there more to that? I like that aspect, and, enjoyment. You know, I know you like what the contestants are going about.
Yeah.
I kind of like seeing them fail.
Okay.
I like the failure aspect of game shows I hate my life every day.
That's sadistic.
Is it?
Yeah. So that's where we disagree.
That's where you disagree.
Yeah.
Sadism?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the comments though?
What the hell is behind Joe?
Oh, that would be a... it's the list of items that's what's behind
it.
It's his evil aura, actually.
Oh, can we move that here?
Yeah.
Ah, sweet. Perfect. That'd be
I'm a very private person.
Yeah, I know.
Does Joe have a tail or is there an animal?
The cat.
No, I have a tail. And there's this also both things, really. The cat. Yeah. This is a cat and I have a tail.
This is a now the cat's podcast.
it's podcast.
It's a podcast.
I can't believe I've had so many things of this. I've never said podcast before, so I'm feeling great.
You're welcome.
I'm the new Mark Maron. And but today, folks, we're going to start off with everyone's favorite round, the veto round. And as always, we start with the youngest person here, Aaron Carr. Yes. What game show on here is not the best game show?
I would take off Survivor.
Survivor. Why?
Oh, wow.
Why are you taking out Survivor?
I know, this is something I tried to bring up and I thought I'd just save it. I think a game show should be played on a single set. Like, that's a reality show to me, with a game show aspect. I know.
It seems like a lot of prejudice.
What happened to the Bit Chat?
The Bit Chat feed, Dan, didn't work. Bit Chat wasn't working. It wasn't going up. I went to go live. It wouldn't let me do it. So I apologize again, guys. We're just doing Facebook Live today.
Yeah.
I know.
And a call back to earlier. You've been silenced because this is Trump's America.
Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Well,
so, Bit Chat.
We got you on the show.
And
next thing I know,
crash,
Bit Chat.
And a woman.
Right. There are no coincidences.
Dare I say, I'm the most progressive person in the history of the world.
You know, dare you say that? Yes. You do have a tail.
You are half cat. Yeah.
So you're taking Survivor off because it's not what you believe the standard format of a game.
Wow. For me, I know. I knew it would be a bold move, and I'm happy to come out swinging with it. Because to me, it's a reality show with a game show bent, right?
Okay. Gotcha.
But you can't just sit down and play Survivor.
I didn't have Survivor the board game, and
God damn it.
I played.
Well, put it back on.
I played in my family, and my mom won.
Did you all die?
I can't vote my mom out.
Yeah. Survivor sucks ass.
Yeah, people are listening.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. I understand your point. I've always enjoyed Survivor. I haven't seen it in a while because I don't have cable no more.
Yeah.
But
it's anymore.
Yeah.
Is it anymore?
It is. You double negative.
Oh my gosh.
It is. Welcome to the podcast.
Podcast. Jesus Christ. this show is just a haberdashery. We sell hats.
This show is sponsored by Black Cat Tobacco.
Black Cat Tobacco. When you want to smoke and be unlucky.
Yeah. Jesus.
That's my brother making a Triumph the Insult comic job reference from when Richard Hatch was on Conan O'Brien. Just so you know, that's the kind of reference my viewers will go with. Is early 2000 references.
Which, it's like, everyone's reacting to the...
All right, we're taking off Survivor off the list.
Right,
it doesn't make Aaron feel good about how she feels about game shows.
No Survivor.
It also
no
it,
Survivor.
I can't. Survivor is a multi-episode show, right? I can't just sit down for a quick. Fix.
Right,
that is a great
that
point.
Is,
thank
great.
You.
That's how do you feel point. About the Destiny Child song Survivor?
Well, I love that song.
Okay.
I can listen to it once and go.
And,
I can listen to it
over
and over.
You ask me this kind of stuff the rest of the entire show.
It's important to me.
I think it's
important to our viewers as well.
Well, you know, they will survive. And,
Yeah.
You know what I did?
Yeah,
we heard you.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All
right. Once I was a man, I was petrified.
Yep. Once you were a man, then you were petrified.
You were petrifying? Yeah, this is...
It's petrifying!
2017 version.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Dwight, you're up next. What are you taking off the list?
I'm taking off... Press Your Luck.
Mm-hmm. Press Your Luck. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can tell you, you're going to see a lot of hating from this person in
press
2 seconds.
Your Luck.
Why are you taking Press Your Luck off so early?
Because I don't even know what the hell.
Oh, it's Whammy.
Whammy. The Whammies.
Don't know what that is.
You either. Don't know the Whammy?
I don't know what a Whammy is.
Oh, my gosh. It was a game. There was a bunch of screens, and they go, dun, 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 and you go, no Whammy, no Whammy, no Whammy, no Whammy, no Whammy, no Whammy.
No Whammy.
And then you hit the button,
and
it would
Press
stop.
Your Luck.
And then you get like a $500.
Okay.
But if you got a whammy, you lose all your money.
And then, like, okay. A little devil would break dance. Yeah, and then take all your money. And be like, money.
Okay. And then but also, on top of that, there was a guy in the old version of it. He memorized the ice cream truck driver. Memorized the pattern that the lights were doing. He watched the show so much and memorized it. He won, like, how much?
Over $100,000.
$100,000 in, like, early 90s.
Okay.
And they investigated and decided that it's not cheating to just...
To memorize.
Yeah, to memorize it. So they got the money.
Yeah, he broke the system. So he now that I know what it is, I stand behind my decision.
Oh, no whammy!
No whammies. Oh, no whammies.
I'm sorry, press your luck.
That was a quick out.
Press your luck. Not today.
Oh, it got whammy.
Whammy.
Press your luck.
I really didn't want whammy to, you know, make it to the next round.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's why you know.
You have a problem with the word whammy?
I do now.
Oh, whammy.
Whammy. I'm more of a Wham fan.
Oh, man. That guy's got to get so many girls. And,
all right, I'm up next. I'm going to be taking one off. Man, they're all very good. I'm going to take off the weakest link. I'm taking off the weakest
link. Why?
Because there's no way it's winning.
Do you feel like it's the weakest link? I feel like
it's the weakest link of the fact that it lasted for maybe 4 years. Wasn't that interesting.
It was the catchphrase of... It's time.
Yeah, it was a catchphrase for a time, yeah.
Goodbye.
We don't have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire up here.
No one wanted it. I asked specifically, people were like, we hate that game.
Yeah.
And I know, like, five people have been on it. I know more people have been on it. I know 7 people have been on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And
really? What?
Yeah.
7? Like, did they get to the main chair?
Yeah.
You know 7 people who made the main chair.
John Colby, John Colby's wife.
And still
Steve
broke.
Gadlin. What's his name? Pat McDaniel.
Why aren't they watching this show?
There was, I at least know 5.
What's the biggest winner?
I had 3 friends who were on in the last 2 or 3 months. And one,
really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? And
that's crazy.
And one of them I know, they stopped at the 20,000. One of them did. One of them tried to go on. Steve Gadlin, shout out, who was on Shark Tank.
He's on Shark Tank and Weakest Link? Is he doing a tour?
Shark Tank and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
We have a comment from Dan Bates. Whammy. Is the catchphrase that lasted the entire time.
It was an Anchorman.
Yeah. Whammy!
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Was it from that show?
The guy saying whammy.
I think so. I think he just kind of, that's where they got it from.
I know it from Anchorman.
Yeah, well, Press Your Luck was before Anchorman.
Well, that's why it's off the show.
That's why it failed. Okay, so I...
Anyway, people hate Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's all I was...
The Weakest Link. Alright.
I'm taking it off. Here's the deal. I like the insult. I like the voting. You took Press Your Luck, and you took Survivor off early. We're all living on the edge here, okay? Weakest Link versus Price is Right. Not better. Weakest Link, Family Feud. Not better. Weakest Link versus Amazing Race. Not better. Consistently, not better. Not better. Not better. So Weakest Link... Off the you are
goodbye.
You are off my list.
Whammy,
whammy.
Your torch has been snuffed.
This is already the worst day of the week for me.
Really?
Saturday? The Weakest Link is gone.
That's good. You had a good week. If Saturday is the worst day of the week.
When's the last time you watched The Weakest Link?
Worst day of the Weakest Link.
I don't think I ever watched a full episode.
Okay, well, there you go. Then all right. You can jump off the balcony. Now.
I mean, she. Host had ass.
Host had ass. German robes.
Yeah, but you could
catch me outside. How about
that? Is it Angela Merkel?
How about that?
Catch me outside. Yeah. That's how
I ended my hosting sets. I go with 2 shows Saturday. If you like the show, tell your friends. If you didn't like it, catch me outside. How about that?
You can't even do the voice.
Exactly. It's perfect. Both. And the best part is both crowds both had the same response, and it was. All hands went up. Everybody, old and young.
Did they catch you outside?
Yeah, nobody caught me. I stayed inside. Yeah.
You're more like Dr. Phil, where he's like, Catch you outside. What does that mean?
It's not like she'll fight him.
She'll catch you outside and take you to task.
Yeah, you don't.
I'll flip you again. That was the weirdest part. Like, right after that, that's the part nobody talks about. Really. Yeah. I'll flip you like I did in the green room. It's like,
what happened?
You're her mom.
Yeah.
I think she's got other problems.
You're probably accurate.
That girl
at least a little bit.
How about that? And, okay, we're going to continue down the list here. Aaron Carr, we're doing three rounds of veto because we have so many today. Aaron Carr, who are you,
this is going to hurt more. Guess what I'm going to take off.
I know what you're going to do. She's following up with her same principle.
Amazing Race.
Motherfucker.
It's such a good show.
A great show. Hey.
So good.
I think that there are, Westworld hey, is a
direct
great show.
Direct message me for Aaron's address for hate mail. And death threats, because this is ridiculous.
That's, I mean, this it's so good. It's, I would never know what Malaysia's about without The Amazing Race.
Is there an episode that just tells you what Malaysia's about?
They go through
Malaysia. What's Malaysia about?
And they go, hey, look at, I'm like, Kuala Lumpur, these two towers. Oh, those are nice towers. I don't watch Discovery Channel. I don't watch The Learning Channel. I don't watch all this knowledge shows.
You watch The Amazing Race.
I don't watch The Amazing Race. All
right. Well,
then... When you do best reality show, you can put it right up on there.
All right, Amazing Race off the list.
At least I got principles.
I always want, that's the one show I really want to go on. And that's something I don't think we talk about. It's like
you would be great
watching
on
a show or going on it. Well, me and my brother are going to do it.
You guys would be great
and
on
we would hey, Dan Bates, we catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me on
my brother said you have no integrity.
I know, I see. I'm watching.
We're all watching our own show.
You guys are not going to watch the comments.
you are the first host to do this, by the way. Other hosts just relied on me to do all this stuff, so I appreciate it.
I got you.
Guest. Thank you so much. You guys are fantastic. You guys have more integrity in the nail of your thumb.
You should bail on this.
Then you should just bail on this bit. You know.
Yeah.
Amazing Race is off the show. I really want to go on it. Me and my brother are going to go on it. We planned on it. We filled out the application, and then last second, like, we're not driving up to Dallas.
This is extremely stressful.
Yeah.
This is?
Yes.
There's like five people watching. Wait, you perform.
There's at least.
At least. You perform in front of tens of people.
That's true.
Just you. Not
just you. You're not even this.
It makes me very sweaty.
okay, so Amazing Race out the thing. Dwight, you're up next. Who are you taking off the list?
All right, so...
This does not get easier, by the way.
No, it does not. I'm going to take off Hollywood Squares.
That's fair.
Hollywood
that's
actually,
Squares.
I forgot. I didn't see that. Yeah. It's,
that got stuck in there.
It's extremely boring, and it's repetitive.
And it really is like you... The best person on the show is like the left center.
Yeah.
One, and they never go to that.
And
person.
They're, yeah, it's like it's Hollywood Squares because they're supposed to have celebrities, but
yeah.
It's like who are these people?
But the fun, well, even then,
yeah.
The
I've never seen
funny
Kesha on the show.
It's not on anymore, is it?
I'm so tired of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Cool.
Being the center
well,
square.
Watch her now.
Oh, okay. Well,
she saved the show.
And frankly, she's also a black and woman. And
okay,
and
well,
traffic. You're really hurting her.
Look, I can say that I'm the most progressive person in the entire world.
That is true.
You have a black man and a white woman on your show.
Yes.
And a black cat.
Yes. And that only took 18 episodes to do that.
can we? Is there a way we can block Dan Bates?
John, I would say in the butt.
You want to block your brother in the butt?
No, we're not.
I know.
Okay, I'll block my brother in the butt. And you guys think I won't?
You are progressive.
I'm very progressive.
Weird.
I'm up next. And I looked at it, and
this is going to be another controversial takeoff.
Okay.
Wheel of Fortune.
No!
I'm removing
no!
Wheel of Fortune.
You're doing that because I did Amazing Race.
No, I didn't know you liked Wheel of Fortune that much. The reason I'm taking Wheel of Fortune off the list is because it's not that hard a game.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Why is it hard?
How is
because
it
of the speed. You've got to
have 25 seconds to answer.
No, first they
to
have
say
like,
a letter.
And you have the time the spinning wheels
no,
happen.
No. They have there's three rounds that are speed rounds,
the
and they just start throwing
yeah.
up. You got to know. Then you also have to handle both the wheel spinning, figuring out what you know you should, which ones you should be calling, which has more letters, right? Are there more L's or N's? I don't know. And then you have
you
to
know because you can see it.
There, no, you, what white boxes?
Yeah.
There is it's a repeated game over and over again throughout the show. I can't watch. And then another thing is rewatchability. Could I watch 10 episodes in a row?
Yes.
I can't watch Bill and Boyd 10 episodes in a row.
Oh. I'm about to leave the show, frankly. I watch Wheel of Fortune every day I can.
I don't think it's that common.
I have a lot of trivia saved up. Yeah,
right. Well, what trivia do you have? Well,
popular doesn't mean great, right?
Right.
It is one of the most popular.
But it is
that's
great.
That's what comics who haven't made it say.
Right. Yeah.
If you're looking for more of an alt.
I'm more, I'm looking for theater show, small theater shows. Right.
I identify with the weakest link, so I'm still tore up about it.
So what trivia do you know about Wheel of Fortune?
Well, do you know what it was originally called?
Fortune's Wheel.
No, it was like, now here, it's like Shopping Showcase or something like that.
What a horrible name.
Yeah, and they used to have
it's good alliteration,
these,
at least.
Shopping
Showcase.
You'd win some money, and then they'd have like a wheel of prizes, and you'd go, I'm going to buy that and buy that, and you had to buy all the prizes you wanted from there. Like,
so you win money and then you take that to buy. It was like a what was not Supermarket Sweep. What was the game Shopping Spree? The one that was like a mall.
That was it. I think that was the same game.
Okay,
gotcha. It was somewhat similar because you would they would like the prizes would go around and you'd be like, I want the TV for this much money. I want the, and then they're like, well, that's dumb. and
rightly so. They would be that's dumb.
Mostly we're talking about that Pat Sajak is, like, the worst human. Like, he's just, like, he wanted to
Shop Till You Drop, that was the name of the game. Shop
Till You Drop.
Pat Sajak is that, like, he wanted
Shop
to be...
Shop Till You Drop was the name of a show.
Yeah, it was, like, they had, like, 8 stores, and then you'd run up, and you had to unwrap presents, or you had to do, like, little mini-games in the middle of it. To,
Shop
like,
Till You Drop.
Yeah, it was, like, the supermarket sweep, but with at the mall.
At the mall.
It sounds more sinister.
I do love Vanna White. I'll be honest, I love Vanna White.
And you know, Vanna has no purpose now because the letters.
Exactly. If I'm not worried about robots taking over people's jobs, if Vanna White still has a job.
Yeah. Well, they tried to take her away, and people were incensed.
Yeah. So, that's Vanna White. Yeah.
She was my first crush. Vanna White.
Well, right. I'm gonna tell her what you did. And, let's just take.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
This is gonna make it harder to ask.
That
her
was
to
one of
prom
my. That's one of my top threes for this.
Well, she'll see this.
Vanna White, if you want to go with me to a prom at some random high school, get back at me. This isn't public, so you'll never see.
It's two ends in Vanna, right?
I thought this was public.
Or
yeah, it's two ends. I didn't set it up
so
like
it's
that.
It's just our friends.
Yeah. But I'll make it public, and then you can share it afterwards.
Okay.
So that'll be great.
I shared it once. That's enough.
I'll never share
so
it.
So Wheel of Fortune.
Not now.
That's fair. Jeff Oskey said he was going to share it and never did last time, so.
That old Jeff.
He had his old comedy garage to go do, and. Oh, man, that's good. Kristen Singer, good call with American Gladiator. I like that idea, but.
That's
so
great.
When I get down to a final five, I'm going to ask who wants to add one. If you want to stick to the show and add that, we might add American Gladiator.
Can we get Wheel back at all?
No. Wheel's dead.
Yeah, the wheel is...
You're going to throw a cat at me. Yeah. I don't like
I
this.
Wanted you to confront her and
my
tell her the wheel is dead.
That cat is a... I'll tell you. All right, continuing the show, Wheel of Fortune off the list. We're down to our final... we've taken 6 off 8. Price is Right, Jeopardy, Match Game, Supermarket Sweep, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare, Let's Make a Deal, and Family Feud. Aaron, what's next?
Don't you do it.
What's your favorite, Joe?
Oh, my favorite was Survivor and Amazing Race.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm actually going to take off Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, it's so fun. It's such a fun
good
show.
Call.
I mean, the show
it's
mostly lived on PAX and Lifetime Network.
Yeah, so
that's a great call.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it, though. You're always going to get hams.
Hams and turkeys, but there's a five there's a 5 item maximum so that you don't just
stack up on
the
hams
on hams on
hams.
Hams
hams on hams on hams.
Which is my favorite rap song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hams on hams on
hams.
Yeah.
When you got a ham on a ham on... Is that not how the song goes?
That's exactly how it goes, Joe.
I'm doing the bridge.
That's how it goes now.
I was reading about
the that's the dance as well.
Ham on a ham on a ham.
At first you just got to just keep your groceries. That was like what you won. It was like your.
It was great prize.
Yeah.
But if you lose, they take back your cereal.
Can't eat that.
Why did they get so many perishables?
Right.
What was I thinking?
And they used to, the first season, they'd have people dress up as, like, Frankenstein and gorillas and stuff. And then if they go near you, you'd have to run away.
Jesus Christ.
You'd be like, ah!
So that's where Legend of the Hidden Temple got that.
Yeah.
They took that aspect.
From a very hacky show.
Supermarket movie.
Just took aspects, the worst aspect of every other show, and made it a show.
Okay, guys, Supermarket Sweep off the
swept
list.
Off.
Dwight, what are you looking at? What are you thinking?
Oh boy, now this is tough. Oof. I'm going to have to go with. Ooh.
Again, it doesn't get easier.
I'm going with Match Game.
Match Game, fun
match
game.
Game,
fun game.
Yep. I think it's the weakest left on the board right now.
Charles Nelson Reilly made that whole show. The Whoopi Goldberg of the Match Game, if I may dare say.
Attaboy. Now we're talking.
Attaboy. Also, surprisingly gay. I didn't know that about Charles Nelson Reilly until later. I watched the show.
Too.
I was like, oh, that guy's like, he's. I didn't find out. No one knew. He's just a fancy guy. That
so
could
that's
call
your
him
second
the,
childhood crush?
Just a light heart. Well, yeah, the scarf. That was the nicest part about him. I'll tell you, it's in the closet. And they're like, oh, what is he talking about? And no, he's gay. Charles Nelson Reilly,
gay.
The Match Game. the Match Game.
But don't worry, because Joe's very progressive, and it's okay.
I heard the
gay.
Cat's gay.
He said.
I don't know. Although, I'll be honest, I did see one of the cats licking the other cat's asshole the other day, and I was like, I'm uncomfortable.
You gotta see what it's about.
No, if you're progressive, then you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Well,
you just gotta sit there and watch.
That's a weird, thing. You don't want to be too comfortable, because then you're a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
What?
Then you're a cat fetishist.
Yeah, I'm a cat fetishist. So the line between fetishist and progressive is always
very
closer and closer every day.
Right.
Okay, we're taking off Match Game from the list. I gotta be honest. I'm in a weird way. I'm surprised some of these games have made it this far.
Me too.
I am not. I'm not surprised this all is coming.
This is Nostradamus over here, so.
Nostradamus.
Is it
this
Nostradamus?
Is what I prefer.
Okay.
Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Not.
Well.
Well, not saying
you say
that.
Tomato, I say Nas is the greatest rapper of all time.
Nas.
Oh, he raps? Has he got the. On a ham, on a ham, on a ham.
He did the jingle for Supermarket Sweep.
Really?
Yes.
How'd that go?
Ham.
He's the guy who goes, what? Right? Okay, that's that guy?
No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's Lil Jon, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Nas.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's Nas. It's Nas and the Ying Yang Twins.
That's Lil Jon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will say, that's funny, but I did just look at your Spotify list, and I know that's completely bullshit. It's complete bullshit. Their song is I Am a God by Kanye West. That's the most show baits thing I've ever seen. Anthony Turner just had a great realization.
I
have no life.
The show's helping me.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's good. This is your hour. You take this to your psychologist and say, what does this mean that I watch this entire thing? What does that mean?
Right.
It's not.
Yeah.
Then it says stop, Joe.
Played basketball with Anthony. He also has no jump shot.
Maybe the worst shot. And I'll tell you
it's
what. Also, no fear. That 90s slogan on all those
guys.
He lives that. No fear.
Yep. Watching Allen Iverson commercials on YouTube.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Anthony told me that he was blind after that game.
I would love to see stand-up's basketball game. I think
it's
probably
pretty entertaining.
It's just all shit-talking.
It's a
no
lot of
muscle,
breathing.
Right? Yeah.
There's a lot of Sean Latham elbows that are coming in.
He is a very, he wants to win.
I'll take charges. I don't care what
you
pick
you
up.
Are,
yeah. I will take charges left and right.
Yeah. Joe, you're bigger than you look. I'll say that.
Who the fuck gave a sad emoji? That's fair.
That's fair.
Okay. Probably Anthony. Anyways,
welcome to the Anthony Turner roast.
Man, this is tough. I gotta. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
All right. If I'm sticking,
don't do it.
If I'm sticking with how I felt about Wheel of Fortune,
don't do it.
Don't you do it, Joe.
We will stop this show, Joe.
Really?
I will.
That means the whole game is the same thing the entire time.
It's the most prestigious game show on television. There's no way you actually have to be smart at.
There's no way
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
It's such a good game! Legend of the Hidden Temple's got trivia and physical challenges! It's got the best of both!
Greg Winston's dad, the most impossible game in the end of it. Greg Winston's dad was on Jeopardy twice.
Yeah, he's autistic. We're celebrating autism.
This show has a lot of sponsors.
and three people watching it, according to my...
Alright. Well, then, this is what you're getting if you keep...
No!
This is what you're getting if you're making me keep that other one. Let's make a deal off the list. This is let's make a deal. Gone.
My days got so
you had your chance. I would have got rid of the other one, but no, you forced me to draw my hand to pull it out because I love the other shows. Let's make a deal. What's behind door number one? Doesn't matter. You're off the list.
Amy. Goodbye.
Snuff torch.
Ham.
Do you know why they all wear costumes? Do you know why they all wear costumes?
Why do they all wear costumes?
Because at the beginning, one person brought a sign that said, like, roses are red, violets are blue, I want to make a deal with you, and the guy picked him, and so everyone's like, well, now I'm going to get him. And so they start dressing
so
like,
just
yeah.
To up each other.
Seriously, how
happened? My issue with Let's Make a Deal now, and I guess I never thought about it in the early Let's Make a Deal, is that I'm like, how are there this many people during the weekday that are just free?
Yeah.
That's your issue with the show?
Yeah, that's my biggest issue with the show, is the dress up in costumes
right.
at 1 p.m.
Right.
on a Tuesday.
I actually know a
you
couple
see,
people
guys,
have been
in
on
2006,
Let's
Make a Deal. George W. Bush. That's how I was starting.
Jesus.
Well, here's it's the same people who go on Crisis Right.
Him too.
It's a big tourist thing to do. Right.
Yeah, I guess, but I feel like every time I've seen that though, they talk about like, oh, I'm from LA.
Well, there's actually they have a lot of improvisers on the show, comedians, because they know they'll do like they'll be like I have friends who've been on it.
Yeah.
So again,
that's the thing, that goes even more against. They have plants.
They always have plants.
What show doesn't?
Jeopardy doesn't have plants. Price is Right doesn't have plants.
Jeopardy has.
Legend of the Hidden Temple doesn't have plants.
Price is Right has plants.
Double Dare doesn't have plants.
We don't even know.
And Family Feud doesn't
they
have
plants. They just don't have people from the audience go up, oh, you're on Jeopardy now.
No, they have, I mean,
yeah, that's not plants. It's not like they have people, you're going to make the show more entertaining.
It's still casting.
Yeah, it's just casting. All these shows have casting.
They have to pass tests. You have to win things to get on the thing.
Yeah,
if you're in Jeopardy, you gotta do both. That you have to like pass like Family Feud
games.
Apparently, the three questions they ask you at Price is Right is who, what's your name, where are you from, what do you do? Those are the only three questions they ask you, and they pick everybody from there. I read some. Trivia.
So you got, if you have a really boring job title,
send your mail.
Sass it up. But yeah, Let's Make a Deal. Again, I do love that they have the logic puzzle because of Let's Make a Deal. If it's three doors, you choose door number one.
The Monte Carlo problem.
I do enjoy that a lot. You always switch.
Did you say Monte Carlo? Monte Hall.
This podcast is also sponsored by Monte Carlo.
This is the only thing I learned.
Bennigan's. It's sponsored by Bennigan's.
This is the only thing I learned in Six Sigma, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't get the Six Sigma thing. They tried to teach me that the other day, and I was like, it just seems like you're saying cut out redundancies.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's all it is. It's like, okay, well, that's
the secret.
So for
the secret is fire people that are not doing anything.
So the Monte Hall issue is that if you have three curtains, one has a car and two have donkeys. You pick one, and they open one of the curtains and show that it's not the car one, and ask you, do you want to switch, or do you want to stay with your same curtain? You're supposed to always
Stay.
Nope.
No, that's not it.
God damn it. I feel like you didn't. Feels like you haven't been at 6 Sigma at all.
I feel like you don't understand.
You always switch.
I was thinking about my next pick.
Because when you pick it, there's 66% chance that you got it wrong, right? So then when you choose the one, and then it comes down to the two things, you're more likely to have been wrong than right, so you switch to the one that's the other one.
The unfortunate thing is that's not how the big deal works on Let's Make a Deal. You don't get the option to switch, so...
No, it's just... Because they figured out people realize the problem.
Right.
But yeah, Let's Make a Deal off the list. Also, and my brother made a good point, it does require no contestant skill whatsoever.
I don't know. Look, sometimes Wayne Brady and Jonathan Mangum, his assistant, will give you clues in the form of slam poetry, or sometimes they'll sing makeup songs, and they'll give you clues about what the prize is.
Give you clues?
And if you listen, you can figure out whether it's a real thing that you want or a zonk.
How are you going to listen when you're just mesmerized that Wayne Brady is singing to you right now?
Yeah. Well, if you see Wayne Brady, you should assume he's going to be singing at all times.
That's true.
That shouldn't be a mesmerized.
That's an underrated Chappelle sketch, is the Wayne Brady
one. It's not underrated.
I don't think people give it... When people talk about Chappelle sketches now, Wayne Brady...
We have different friends. That is in the top five.
I don't know. You got Rick James, you got Prince.
Your next episode should be Chappelle sketches.
Oh, man.
With Jordan Dyers and Megan Kennedy? I don't think so.
Are they your guests?
Yeah, they're going to be my guests next week.
Let's get us back in here in a month.
We'll I don't know yet. I haven't figured it out.
You almost had it right there.
Yeah. Well, not
best that. Reality shows.
Best. I don't want to stick with the TV show.
That's fair.
Back.
I think they're
gonna have something where something relationshipy.
Because they're living
together.
Do they?
Yeah, they live together in each other's.
How do you know their life?
Because I'm friends with them.
This is just like, for our
you're
friends.
You're out of the loop.
Yeah. I know. I told you that.
They have a show at their house.
Oh.
In the basement.
And they have sex.
I don't know.
They do.
I've never been booked on it.
I'm booked for this month.
Start plugging before the show's over. Quick, we got four watches.
Okay.
We call our own friends.
We're down to our final five, which now we go through the list. And guys, I'm going to ask you, the viewers, suggest a game show. We'll add it to the list. We want to suggest a game show. So I will give you guys a few minutes to suggest it. And then we'll figure out if there's more than one suggestion what it's going to be. But right now, guys, suggest what you think should be the best game show. Our final five is Price is Right, Jeopardy, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare, and Family Feud. So if there's one you think should be on it, feel free.
Yeah. And can I say,
yes.
Even though Let's Make a Deal is my fucking favorite show, not even game show, but show, I will sacrifice it because I think Jeopardy should be in the top. So I'm glad you're going to sacrifice it for Jeopardy.
I gotcha. I think I probably should have taken one off the list other than that. But, you know, I'm not here to make friends.
That's true.
I'm here to make enemies.
Yeah. That's the goal, right?
I'm here to have guests on the show that...
And I think
nothing happened.
I know. I know that about you, which is why I'm keeping tight lip.
Tight lip?
Yeah.
He's ready to
cash.
Gladiators and Cash Cab. Those are two good suggestions here.
American Gladiator.
Cash Cab is a show I could watch 50 in a row.
God damn, that show sucks.
Cash Cab employs improvisers as their hosts. That's how they
isn't it Ben Glebe?
No, there's a girl.
Oh, as the people in the taxi?
No, there's a new host, there's a female host.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, what's her name? Internet. She's a Chicago improviser. Beth Maluski.
Beth Maluski. Classic Beth Maluski. You know, I never met her. I've never known her, but good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
I can get behind that.
Who's the lady from The Boys?
Who's the
Newlywed Game?
The Chicago improviser.
Hey, Dan, why don't you get...
Oh, I'm Susan Messing?
Susan Messing.
Why don't your dad get his own damn...
My parents are watching this, my brother.
So we have four watchers, and they're all your parents and your...
Well, no, that's one of those watchers. One of those watchers is three people.
Oh.
So, we have three other people watching. But people will watch back. They'll go back and watch it. They'll see it. They'll see it up there. And they'll watch it. It's a good episode. You guys are doing a great job. I'm doing the best. But still. So, we're down to three. Newlywed Game, Cash Cab, Gladiators. Which one do you guys want to add to the list?
American Gladiator would be
American Gladiators, Aaron?
I'm gonna American Gladiators.
Oh well, I it doesn't matter what the fuck I say then. American Gladiators is added to the list.
Do the best.
Just because I haven't thought about that show in a long time.
Not a boy.
American Gladiators. You probably can't see that, and it doesn't matter.
I can't see it.
You can't see me. Royal Rumble tomorrow night.
Ham.
Podcat. Newlywed Game is a great game. This is just the reference Cash Cab and Newlywed Game. Both, I think, he hates Cash Cab. But Cash Cab is a good just show in the background, kind of paying attention. Newlywed Game, I do love that. Very memorable moments in the Newlywed Game. As referenced earlier, where's the strangest place you've had sex? I would say in the butt.
You just want people to know you've had good sex.
Well, that was a response in the Newlywed Game.
Yeah. And no, we heard it the first time.
Did you guys remember?
Yeah.
You remember what I said?
No, yeah.
I remember when you said it, and I didn't know that.
My favorite part of the Newlywed Game is when they have, like, really old people just got married. They're the funniest ones on it.
They are.
Like,
old people are just funnier in general.
Yeah, or racist.
I've found that, too. Yes. I find that to be the case a lot. Religion or race. Like, my granddad hates white people.
But what about me?
But how would
what
he...
about you?
Does he hate
you? Oh, you're racist? I know that.
But how would he be?
I'm progressive!
He would be great on the Newlywed Game if he was married. I think him not being married anymore disqualifies
him. Yeah, that's fair. Also,
you can get a plant, though.
Yeah, you could get a plant.
And then he'd be great.
They'd be newlywed.
There you go.
And then the next game, Newly Divorced.
That's a good
game. That should have been like a follow-up.
The Newly Divorced game. Oh, you both get your separate honeymoons?
I watched that.
Yes, I like that a lot.
All right, let's pitch it.
Let's write it out. Newly Divorced game.
Pitch it to the Game Show Network.
What do you hate? What does she hate most about you? And then you have to answer. That would be, perfect.
Yeah. Leaves bathroom sink too messy.
Slept with my sister.
Yeah. It
hurts.
Let me see children. Yeah.
Right. Okay, folks, we've got our final six. Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Legend of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare, American Gladiators, and Family Feud. Right. I didn't have to look at the list of the last one. I can't believe I remember the feud. We're going to go to this one at a time, decide whether they should be the top three or not. Okay. Starting with Price is Right. Is Price is Right a top three game show?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not even a question.
Yeah, it has to be.
I think
Jeopardy next, Jeopardy top three game show.
Yes.
I would say we should go through the list first. I put this on the cusp.
I would say no.
I think that Jeopardy is the only game show that you seem smart if you actually win.
I think if you get on it, you're a smart person.
Right. It's the only one that, like...
Because the vetting process is so crazy.
It's a year-long vetting. I mean, but, like, like winning on Jeopardy is, like, you don't win as much as, like, on other ones. Like,
unless you're, what's his name, Ken Jennings?
Right. But, but like, that's over, like, days and days and days. Right. Wheel of Fortune. That's another great thing about Wheel of Fortune that got its time cut so short.
I think...
Anything you win, first, second, third, whatever you win, you take home.
Yeah.
So that's
I think
pretty,
with Jeopardy,
that's clutch.
It's the hardest to play along with.
Yes.
Like, if you're doing, if you get, like, three answers per episode right, you're doing well.
Yeah.
For me,
otherwise, you just feel like a piece of shit
for
that
me,
should have stayed in college longer.
Like, the first category would be, like, words that start with J, and I'm like, I got that. And the next category is, like, sailboat techniques. And I'm like, I have no idea. Then it's, like, NFL records. I'm like, I can do that. And then the next one's, like, 18th century... Latvian literature. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm really good at. And but it's just constant. Now, I don't know if you watched Jeopardy. If you watched Jeopardy, like, back in the day and watched Jeopardy now, it has gotten dumber.
Yeah, but it's still, you still gotta be smart. I watched it last night.
There's still, like, rhymes. They do, like, rhyme stuff now. Like, wordplay.
Wordplay
answers. But you know what? If you know, every time you think you have the answer, Alex Trebek changes the question.
Dan makes a good point.
That is a really
that's
good
a great point.
Eliminator!
Yeah.
You didn't do that shit when you were a kid, though?
You're like, I would
Yeah, balance harder.
Well, I never
heard of broomstick. This thing, just like, oh, yeah.
The thing we had
to do. That's tough.
Like, it doesn't matter. It does, it's just the herkiest and jerkiest thing ever.
Yeah.
Right. Although, I liked it. And Hulk Hogan hosted the new one. Hulk Hogan and Muhammad Ali's daughter was there.
Really?
They both hosts.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
They tried to bring gladiators back. And then...
Oh, that's right.
There was a girl named Crush... who was the Joust, and she's undefeated. No one ever beat her.
Really?
One person tied her, and that was a big deal.
Jeez.
But that girl, Crush, later was in a movie, one of the highest, one of the movies that made the most money ever for an R-rated movie, Deadpool. She was in Deadpool. She was
what
the,
character?
She was the bad girl. The villain that was the girl.
Crush?
Super strong.
Not the chicks of the teenage...
No. The other one. The one that her and Colossus are fighting at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
But she... Oh, I had a crush on Crush for a while.
Crush on Crush.
Crush on Crush.
We're just sampling the same beat over and over.
Crush on Crush.
I dig some Orange Crush.
But I do love. So I'm going to say Jeopardy. I know you want it there, but you're saying no. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say... Let's go through the list, all right. And if we don't figure out...
Can I say one more thing?
No.
It's the only game show that people have to compete against a computer, like, to prove, like, that humans are still smart. Like, that's...
It's the only game show, but they also have chess.
That's not a game show.
But it is weird that we want computers to, like... Are we still smarter than robots?
Yeah.
We're making the robot the intelligence.
You know? I just feel like if this isn't in the top three, the dumbing down of America is complete and Trump wins.
Well, this is brought by Trump for America.
So. Well, are you smarter than a fifth grader isn't on there? And
yeah.
That's not even computers. You're competing against
the fifth grader.
Fifth graders.
Yeah.
It's not that hard a show.
No.
Like, I know all the answers,
but do you think Jeff Foxworthy knows the answers, or is he just like?
I bet you Jeff Foxworthy doesn't give a fuck because he's a huge millionaire.
Do you want to be a Jeff Foxworthy?
Do you
the answer is yes.
You win. You're Jeff Foxworthy now. Okay, let's continue on the list. American Gladiators top three game show.
No. I think. I wouldn't put any of those three on the list. I think
American
it's fun.
American Gladiators.
Remember other names? Lace.
Lace. There's Lace and Laser.
Laser.
Laser just with smoke pot.
Laser. You shoot the cannon.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite challenge in American Gladiators?
Oh, it's the obstacle course where they're like
they
shoot the tennis ball. He's like easy.
I like the ones where they like jousted on like the
the joust was good. Cannonball where you had to just swing and knock somebody over. The monkey bar one. Not the monkey, what's it, the rings? Yeah, the rings. Yeah, where you swing on the rings
and I can tell that's your favorite.
I feel like a lot of this was just repackaged into American Ninja Warrior though.
Hamster balls.
American Ninja Warrior is pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't have to go against people.
No, but that was
go against yourself.
That was
you go against the course.
I got my nieces to watch Wipeout first.
Oh yeah.
And then I showed American Ninja Warrior. I showed that one girl who won it the first go and they were all excited and I wanted to start doing American Ninja Warrior. So am I a great uncle? Yes. Hamster balls. That was a good one too. You had to get it on the little thing to make the smoke come out.
I remember.
But everyone was just kind of, or it wouldn't work. Like it's always
you
a faulty
like...
machine. It's like, that one. And then the one, the tennis
damn
ball. The tennis ball one. You always see the guy like not try the crossbow at all. Just like,
oh yeah,
I know this works. Just presses the button and.
It never works.
It doesn't even get to the thing. It's like, son of a gun.
But no, it's not.
Okay, American Gladiators are going to take off then. Next, and
I got to tell you, some people were real rampant for this one. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah. It's a more of a nostalgia thing, I think.
They're making a movie out of it.
Yeah. You can't make a movie out of Jeopardy, that's for sure.
They didn't make a... What was it?
It was featured in White Man Can't Jump, though.
It was?
Well, they made something like Millionaire. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah,
that was basically a movie version.
Yeah.
What's the Game Over? Or like there was a movie based on a thing that happened. It was like a game show. It was really worn down. They rigged the game.
Oh, that was a thing that really happened.
Yeah, it was a thing that really.
A documentary or a movie?
It's a movie, but it's
quiz
like a it's
quiz
like a Frederick Storm quiz
Your brother
show.
Knows.
Yeah. quiz show. That was a what was the game?
Dan,
what was the
All questions are directed straight to Dan.
Dan Bates helping us out here.
There's a huge rampant cheating in the 60s. Not everybody, but a bunch of people were given. So, like, they'd have three contestants and one would be given the answers.
Gotcha. So they would try and rig the money so they get money for themselves.
Okay. All right. Wow. So, Legends of the Hidden Temple, we're saying no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We're taking off Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Sorry, guys.
I'm surprised. In a little hard.
Well, you didn't really defend it very well.
I love the kids racing. The middle part with the trivia is not great, but the best thing about the Legends of Hidden Temple is the last thing.
Yeah,
the most impossible game of entire, like,
right,
because you have to go through every room.
Yeah,
you have to go through every room.
Yeah,
and you have to face three guys. You can't run away.
Right,
a guy scares the shit out of a kid who is racing in a time slot that is way too quick. Way too quick a time slot for them to figure out how to go. And they're gone. And I love that. I love seeing kids scared.
We're going back. You like to see people fail.
Yeah.
And you get to see that all the time.
All the time.
In Legends.
In Newlywed Game, great thing to see people fail because they start hitting each other with the cards. That's always good.
See, I think that's what I like so much about Jeopardy, because it's about the best of us. Just being smart and snooty.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Trebek correcting pronunciation of things. It's just...
My dad hates Alex Trebek.
Is it Alex or Alec?
That doesn't matter anymore.
It's Alex.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Alex Trebek.
That's his middle name, by the way.
What's his first name?
I don't know. I read that earlier.
Frankincense Trebek. Go with Alex. I can do the show if I change my name.
First name, Alex.
Frankincense, don't change.
What's your name? My name is Tom Brady. You're going to need to change that.
Actually,
so far.
When we talk about Family Feud, they asked the guy to stop kissing people on Family
Richard
Feud.
Richard Dawson?
And he's like, no, guys, not going to stop.
Not happening.
No, seriously. Yeah. He's like, Dawson, don't stop.
Yeah.
And then,
don't stop, won't stop, can't stop, no stop.
And then they were like, well, okay. And they
come get these lips.
And they took a poll, and people were like, we don't really mind it. So they're like, all right, it's a go. And that's
100 people said, 80 said, don't mind it. 19 said they did. And one said, bring it on, Dawson. I don't know what they're sitting on there. So Double Dare, top three show. I think underrated show. I think it's
underrated.
Dare, Double Dare, I'll take the physical challenge.
I mean, my agree would be Price is Right, Jeopardy, Family Feud, but I could put those...
Double Dare, you had an OCD host who hated slime.
It's either
Double Dare or Jeopardy.
I'm with you there, too. Either Double... I think Family Feud easily top three.
Yeah.
Double Dare or Jeopardy? In what world are these the two choices against each other?
In this world.
Are we a world of adults and reason?
Well, no, we're a world of people that grew up as kids that still want to be kids. This is 2017. We all want to be children for the rest of our lives.
Well, then let's make a deal. Should still be on there because you
just
saw me
last year.
And
then
Wayne Brady takes you, and then they give you a trip to Fiji.
Back in my day, let's make a deal.
It's not in my day. It's all right now. That's the one that's not on.
What's in the box? What's in the box? You can have the red herring, very good fish, or what's in the box?
I'll take the box. The box.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I do like that Wayne Brady every day, and this is what a god he is, he goes on and says, Tiffany Coyne's got a small box over there. And he has to say it every day, and he never laughs.
Oh, he laughs.
What's inside your small box, Tiffany, he says, and he does it like a goddamn gentleman.
He does it like a goddamn gentleman.
Can't claim adult and cross off Amazing Race.
Oh,
Dan, bring that heat.
I thought we were on the same side here. You knew the answer to quiz show.
Dan, did you say that, or did your mom and dad?
I think that my reasoning is sound. It's not that it's not a good show.
Alright, so
I hate to do this to you, Aaron, but I think for the sanctity of the show, I would actually rather Double Dare should move on to the top.
And
I have about one voice.
I think you're the tiebreaker to decide which one of the Double Dare Jeopardy gets on the show.
I can only say my voice loudly and
Double Dare.
Conviction.
Double Dare. Also, they were making up games as they went along.
Like, they had no idea what they were doing.
As opposed to using facts and research?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a great show.
That's how great the show is they were just they were basically improvising an entire game show.
So one is facts.
They sing? I don't...
So one is facts, then one is alternative facts.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. Yeah. This is the problem with America. I would like you to know that my stepmother wanted me to know that my father and she very much liked Jeopardy, and they went away on this.
Well, my parents,
and they very
my
much
dad
don't
really
care
wanted Newlywed Game on the show, and you guys just crushed his dream.
I don't think that was me. I'm sure that was the cat.
You said Gladiators.
I'm gonna have to say it's gotta be Jeopardy.
All right, Double Dare off the list, folks.
Oh, we're down to the final three. We're down to eight.
Oh,
we're down to a final.
Oh, that one hurt.
I gotta.
I love Double Dare.
I
do love Double Dare.
We're down to, and nothing bad about you guys because I get it, but we're down to an unsurprising final three.
Yeah,
it's not the final three I thought we'd have.
No, you thought Let's Make a Deal.
I thought Amazing Race.
I thought it'd be Jeopardy, Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, but no, Wheel of Fortune's not because it's a boring game. we're down to our final three. We're down to the sister episode from Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy.
That's right, they are sisters.
We're down to Price is Right, and we're down to Family Feud. Woo. Now, two games offer the same thing over and over and over again, and one game has a lot of variety.
What, Price is Right?
Yes, of different types of games. But some of those games are very boring. So, but like Price is Right... I can't imagine getting on Price is Right, getting that showcased, or getting on that the first thing, getting that the closest without going over, moving on, and they go, your game is Switcheroo.
And it's just,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, are those Price is Right or switch them? Like, well, this is bullshit. My whole life, I've been waiting to get on this show, and I got Switcher fucking Roo.
That's right up your alley.
A living room set or a grill.
Yeah.
To be fair, you still get to spin the wheel.
You do get to spin the wheel, which is...
That's the most iconic thing in any game show, is that damn wheel.
Yeah.
I'd be... how fucking dare you?
Double dare you.
How fucking double dare you?
Isn't there a game called The Wall now that's just Plinko?
Yeah.
Is that the one that...
Chris Hardwick's hosting?
Yeah, Chris Hardwick. That guy's life is going all right. I like One versus 100.
That's
how
I was
100.
At it.
One versus 100 was
the new Jeff Foxworthy.
He's the thinking man's show.
The improv man.
Chris Hardwick doesn't do improv.
No, he's just a nerd.
He's just a nerd.
He started the Nerdist.
Nerdist.
No, I know.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't know.
You've seen him do
it at midnight. It does the Talking Dead, and now he does The Wall.
Who is Roger Lodge, the guy that did Blind Date? I love Roger Lodge.
Nope.
He hosted it was like Pop-Up Video for dates.
Oh, I remember Pop-Up Video.
Yeah.
Pop-Up Video.
I saw Hardwick at the attic a few months ago.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah,
it's
pretty good.
He seems like a dweeb.
I'll
be honest, he's probably not watching.
he might pick this up.
Okay. This is going good. Thank you guys for sticking with us and watching right now. What's your favorite Price is Right game?
Plinko.
Plinko solid.
Favorite Price is Right game. Is this a showcase count?
You like the showcase?
I do like the showcase.
I like to watch the showcase. I like to think I have the prizes.
She can put herself in the...
My problem with Price is Right is I'm still stuck on 90s prices.
Right.
So when I watch it, I'm like, what do you mean $40,000 for the showcase?
Yeah. Right.
It's
right.
ridiculous. Right. It's a special episode.
Right.
So I went
plus
to
the bidding. Isn't the bidding fun to watch? People just fuck each other over.
No, the 501.
501.
I thought it was like, someone does that, but they're not the last one. So
yeah.
Like 501. Someone's like 502. Asshole. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dumb.
I bid $1. And they're like
$2.
No, everybody was under that $1. Guys, like, that's so fun.
I went to one of the casinos, Indiana Grand, I think, or something, had Price is Right live. And I was super excited because I love Price is Right. So I went, and first of all, it's the announcer play. It was like in their theater, that really long theater. You guys had any comedy there? Okay. And then it was the guy who does the announcing for Price is Right. And mostly they just played videos of old Price is Right episodes.
That's hilarious.
And then they brought up three people to play three different games. They played the Matterhorn game, where the guy, like,
yeah.
then he goes off. Plinko, and I think they played...
Ladies, do I have four numbers correct?
Ding! They used to say gentlemen, right? They used to say gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Do I? And then it was like, fuck, everybody doing this is all...
Yeah.
Ladies.
It's all broads.
It's all broads. I also like the one you have to step forward or left or right or back. Dice game's great. Hole in one.
Hole in one.
I gotta say,
piggy bank. I love piggy bank.
It's the bee one. The one we had they had like little bees. The bumblebee, the honeycomb one. That was good.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember.
The $7. They decide the numbers each time. How far you off? You have to give $7.
I gotta say, I prefer Drew Carey as host of Price is Right too.
Ooh, that's
accurate. Now we're getting controversial.
I love Drew Carey, but Bob Barker.
Now we're getting controversial.
Bob Barker was super rapey, and
was he?
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. He also didn't. Well, he kept. There's a reason there's not so many dogs in the streets. Okay.
Drew Carey. Because Bob Barker.
Because Bob Barker. No, no, God, no. Oh, God, no.
This is super rapey.
Oh, God. Drew Carey's kid was just arrested.
I know. For protesting.
For protesting the deplorable.
Okay.
The deplorable, yeah.
I guess I'm with them.
And now.
I guess I'm with you now.
And now they've gone really progressive and they have male models on the show. They do?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't like that.
I'm sending my veils.
Yeah.
I'm but sure what if they were gay, Joe? Would you like it then?
Oh, I'm sure they're gay.
You gay?
He's very progressive. Mom and Dad, I love you guys watching the show. Yeah. But, I'm glad Dwight's here to call me gay in front of my parents.
Remember how Bob Barker, you had to like reach into his pants and get money out? Like
Wait, what?
Yeah, sure.
What's happening? Price is Right come on for you.
Where else are you going to put the money? What's he going to bring out of his chest?
Wayne Brady has money in his pants all the time. You know what he does? He takes it out himself.
Wait, he has the person reach in?
Yeah, he's like, reach in there. He's like, no,
I don't remember him doing that. I don't remember Bob Barker saying, get in there.
Bring it in.
No, it might have been in the jacket.
Save the dogs. Get in there.
It might have been talking about you reach into his jacket and get the money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong pocket.
Yeah, and you'd have to like kiss him and stuff, and it was weird. Right. Do that.
Okay, Dan Bates, she's spot on. Dan and you are both anti Bob Barker, which is funny that he hates dogs. His last name's Barker. Anyways,
could have saw that one coming, and I did.
Reach into my pocket. okay, so and then we have Family Feud. Family Feud known for the host of Family Feud. Yes. I think what makes it.
Yes, she's your favorite host.
I have Darcy.
Oh!
Well,
I think we knew that this.
I mean,
this chasm.
Go on.
Yeah. Who's your favorite host, Aaron? Decide.
Louis Anderson.
Oh, okay. Really? I like that Ray Combs killed himself. And.
You've got 5 minutes on that.
Yeah, I got a whole thing on Ray Combs. Yeah. I love that he's dead. Oh, and Alf and Tool Time. Also, not just Alf and Tool Time.
Oh, that's right.
Penderschmidt from Seinfeld?
Penderschmidt?
The guy who owned the magazine in Seinfeld that Elaine worked for? He was in Family Feud. Al Roker did a prime time Family Feud.
Fuck Al Roker. Not him, but fuck his Family Feud.
Fuck his Family Feud. Not celebrity Family Feud.
Roker.
Alf and Tool Time was... Alf and Tool Time was the first Family Feud host that just got fired. Yeah. Like Louis Anderson kind of just they separated ways.
Yeah.
He had the whole thing of a gay prostitute extorting him for money.
Right.
Which that was what are you gonna do, you know?
That happens.
Louis Anderson was living in a time where he couldn't come out and now he just takes comics on the road and tries to have sex with them. That's what he does. You've got to see him recently.
You can see him, yeah.
He was just in town, wasn't he?
Yeah. There was somebody telling me that somebody went on the road, new open mic comic, didn't really have the time, but Louis Anderson brought him on the road, and he was back 2 weeks later, and I go, why? He goes, Louis Anderson was trying to have sex with me, and I said no, so he kicked me off the show.
Oh, that's a solid idea.
So, good job, Louis. Ray Combs didn't do anything bad.
Read your contracts, people. Some fine print in there.
Some real fine print. Ray Combs, the only bad thing he did was be super depressed and kill himself. And Richard Dawson, the only bad thing he did was kiss women.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Who knows?
Now,
who knows?
Steve Harvey. a controversial figure.
I say Steve Harvey's the second best host of the feud.
I would say he's the best. Who has more host highlights than Steve Harvey making fun of
people? To be fair, it's a different time to get highlights.
Are you saying
YouTube accessible to have highlights from Family Feud now than it was back then for like Dawson Combs and Louis Anderson?
Yeah, they had way harder times than Steve Harvey did.
Like on Steve Harvey's show,
it was way more difficult for them.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying to get viral videos, Steve Harvey, he's living in the time to do viral videos.
Is it like on Steve Harvey's show? Doesn't he like make you stay and listen about God afterwards?
Not really.
He like doesn't. A little bit.
No.
Not really.
If you want to stay, you can stay. You said
if you
want to
stay, the doors are locked in the studio.
He gives like motivational, like it's not God heavy all the time.
Steve, I will say Steve Harvey does the most with not saying a word than any other Family Feud host.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sure.
It has the same look.
The look into the camera.
Of just...
One time he stopped the show because the lady kept giving the same answer. She gave the same answer three times and he just stopped the show. He's like, listen, I'm done with this. And he starts talking to the audience. And then he goes back and he's like, alright, I'm gonna give you another chance. And she doesn't get it, so he gives her another chance. And he's like, for sure this time. And she gives the exact same answer.
I also love when he's like, he goes, that should have been on.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know why that's not on there. That's a great answer.
Yeah, there was a thing recently, like, it was like a white family and a black family, and there was like a game or something.
Like
right?
Every episode.
And he was like, it wasn't on, and he's like, it's a cultural thing.
That was a good one.
That, I mean, there was probably 12 instances of that happening.
My thing with Family Feud is who are the people that they, because it's a, you know, I read it on Wikipedia, it's they call it. People, like, they call their houses, like people calling their house. Yeah. And they go, hey, we have some questions of the feud. And then people answer. Who are the people at home? Unemployed people, stay-at-home moms.
What are you talking about?
The survey says.
I know, but why do they have to be unemployed?
It's the middle of the day.
People work at night.
That's what they call. Nobody calls at night. Dinner.
How dare you call my family when we're trying to eat?
Exactly.
Fucking Family Feud.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where they went on like the Family Feud show. Charlie was one of the people who took the survey.
So they get the 1 point every time. Always Sunny in Philadelphia is still very good. I don't know how they do it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So now we're down to our final three. Which one of these do you think shouldn't be in the final two? Jeopardy, Price is Right, Family Feud.
Jeopardy.
Family Feud.
I'm with Jeopardy. Family Feud is fantastic.
It is wonderful.
Well, it's 2-1, I guess.
Jeopardy, you have to understand the culture of America to get those answers. Jeopardy, you get to be a shut-in.
But Jeopardy, you have to understand facts and learning.
Yeah, but who wants to hang out with those nerds?
You feel like a piece of shit. At least in Family Feud, they make those people, like, you're on your...
I will
let people laughing at the family.
They both have sadistic things that I like. Jeopardy, the final Jeopardy, where you have to write an answer. You're wrong.
Yeah.
And then you bid $0 because you know you have no clue.
Yeah.
And then you try to make a joke, and it's not that funny a joke.
Right.
And then Family Feud,
because
you let your entire family down.
When you're watching, you're like, this family's dumb as fuck. Like, they didn't have anybody in this family.
Jeopardy.
I just want to say the best thing about Jeopardy, which we haven't talked about before you cross it off, and I know you're going to, are those interviews they do with the contestants in that little spot where they're like, like to study bats. It's just like, they write down all of these, like, when you first apply, you just write down these facts about yourself, and then they're like, they bring them up to you like you're supposed to have, like, a story about
you're
it.
Like,
I guess this
guy studies bats. He's gonna be good.
This is what the thing I love about Alex Trebek is he'll go out there and be like, "Oh, hey, you have 3 Purple Hearts. You were nominated for Medal of Honor, and you have a funny story about a flat tire." Oh, hi, you're the first woman to get a PhD at Stanford and Hartford and Oxford, and you like cats. Tell us about a cat.
You gotta make them.
He's secretly trolling.
You have to humanize these gods.
Humanize
these people. Are gods among
them.
No, but apparently Fia does great interviews too, though.
Look at the little crosses it keeps getting.
Jeopardy's off the list.
You gone.
We're down to Family Feud and Prices Right now. We're down to my favorite part of the episode, the vote. And I'm going to start off with Aaron Carr. Your vote between Family Feud and Price is Right.
No question, Price is Right. Price is Right has, because it has all the things. You can win a lot. You don't have to take the top prize to at least go in with something. So you can win. There's like little wins and then there's big wins, right? So that's kind of fun. And then it has just ridiculous things.
Yes.
And you do have to have some skill. And I love Drew.
That's fair. That's good points. So vote for Price Right.
Good points.
I'm going to vote next. And I'm going to tell you, a show that, of all game shows, I could watch for 10 hours straight, the same thing, is Family Feud. I love Family Feud. It's such a good episode. And the worst part about it, in my family, even though the closeness of us is three kids and two parents, I still think they'd knock me out to bring the brother-in-law in. And that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I know you guys are watching. That's bullshit that you do that to me.
You can apply right now. You can go online.
Well, you know, I don't know. They tell me I never apply myself, no. So that's on them. No, I am voting Family Feud, which means Dwight Simmons.
Once again.
Guest expert. Once again, for the first time.
No, it was a tiebreaker on Double Dare.
Okay, well, we've moved on. You are the tiebreaker. Family Feud, Price is Right, there's a cat on the ground.
Yeah.
Best game show.
Family Feud.
Family Feud.
It's Family Feud.
I thought Price is Right was gonna win here.
And I love that it's two different hosts. Family Feud.
Well, we both had different hosts, and Bob Barker,
honestly feel like a lot of this was like arguing our like Hogwarts houses. I'm like, but reason should rule the day. Yeah. And Joe's like, it's fun to watch people fail. It's like, you're fucking Slytherin.
I love.
You can watch people fail or succeed on Family Feud.
That's why I go to open mics. And that's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is this your car?
Guys, best game show, Family Feud. Thank you so much for watching. I apologize for the bid chat failure. I don't know what's going on there, but thank you so much for watching the show, guys. This has been Ranky very much. I'm your host, Joe Bates. And thank you to my guest experts for being such a great job. Dwight Simmons, do you have any Instagram, Twitter shows you want to plug, a website of any course?
Instagram, Twitter, Unwellspoken.
Unwellspoken?
Yeah.
Always get happy when I get a like from them.
I will like your shit.
He'll like your shit. So follow Unwellspoken.
I'm on Instagram a lot.
Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know how
it's just pictures.
To get like a following, like some people figure out Instagram, like build. I don't understand how.
No, you don't have to get a following. You just look at people's pictures. Yeah.
There you go.
Seems too hard.
Yeah. Too much, yeah. Dwight Simmons. Very
Instagram's definitely the Family Feud of social media.
Okay. So. And luckily, Aaron Carr, do you know any shows? Do you have Instagram, Twitter? Anything you want to plug?
I always want to plug the 10 at 10, which is every Thursday at 10 p.m. at Morty's Comedy Joint. Thanks, Kat. Wait over there. Thanks, me here.
Just trusted Dwight.
More of a
Joe Bates just headlined 10 at 10.
I just headlined 10 at 10. That's 10 o'clock Thursdays at Morty's Comedy Joint.
We're going to do another big Nasty Women Planned Parenthood benefit on March 2nd.
Last night I did was very good.
Very good again.
Very good.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the 10 at 10. The number 10 at 10. Number 10.
Sweet. Awesome. That's awesome. Check it out at 10 at 10. Do you have anything outside that?
On Tuesday, come to the Chatterbox, 8 p.m. No cover. And you can see DJ Dangler, Stephen Vincent Giles, Austin Real, and me. It's going to be an amazing show for Reezy's. Yeah.
Some of the best comics in the region, Chatterbox. It's Indianapolis, Indiana, if you're watching. This is not Fit Chat. This is Facebook Live. So, yeah, you probably know we're in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm your host, Joe Bates. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. And you can follow me on Instagram at JoeBatesComedy. And on VidChat.com, it'll be working next week. At Joe Bates Comedy. Thank you so much for watching the show. Best game show, Family Feud. And that's been Rank You Very Much. You're welcome. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
All right.